I have a very nice shtickle Torah about tzitzis and tefillin from the Sefer B'Shvili HaParsha by one of my favorite mechabrim. No, not Ashkenazi. No, not Weiss. Dvorkis. Eliakim Dvorkis. He has many svarim. He writes really well. Yes. He has one shtickel Torah here that touches upon many issues. Only 2-3 pages, but he packs in these 2-3 pages many interesting halachic inyanim. The shail is as follows: something that we take for granted. Every morning, everyone comes to davening, and what do you do? What is the first thing you do? You have to dress yourself in your talis and your tefillin. Which one do you put on first? Talis, right? Who doesn't know that? You put on the talis first. By the way, what happens if by mistake we open up your tefillin and you take hold of the tefillin before you take the talis? Then you have no choice but to put on the tefillin first, and don't worry what people think. They're not looking. Don't worry. No one's looking. No one cares. What?
If you take your tefillin out by mistake,
doesn't matter.
First, you can cover them and then put on the bottle.
Because it's not so simple.
It's in a bottle itself also.
Not so simple. Not simple. If you actually, many people, they put the talis goes on top of the tefillin.
Right.
Because you want to make sure you touch the talis first. If you by mistake put your hand in and grab the tefillin bag, even the tefillin bag, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. Me'ikar hadinim l'chuyiv to put on the tefillin first. Oh, but people will cover it on reels. People are looking. It's going to ruin the shidduchim for my children. They're going to say, this guy, he's losing it. He's losing it. He's putting on the tefillin from the talis. Don't worry. No one is looking. No one is
looking.
What? So you have to be careful. That's why you're supposed to put the talis over the tefillin bag. It has to wrap over. You have to get into the habit of doing it the right way. Even when it comes to tefillin, you have to be very careful to touch the tefillah shel yad before you touch the tefillah shel rosh. They confuse people because every so often the tefillin bags, the zipper. Where there's always a big shayla in the poskim. Where does the tefillin shel yad go? The tefillin shel rosh. The left, the right, the left, the right. The truth is, it has to depend on where the zipper opens. When you open the zipper, we open the zipper.
There's a machlokes. Yeah. Tom always used to say you should have the zipper so that it's easier to put it on the
rosh. That's if you can buy a zipper bag. When I was a bar mitzvah boy, now they do. When I was a bar mitzvah boy, this goes back before you were born. But when I was a mitzvah boy, when I was a mitzvah boy, my grandfather he brought me tefillin from Eretz Yisrael, and you missed all the action. You missed all the action, Mrs. Klein. We had some women here in the shir today.
Okay.
Okay, let's go further. Years ago, I remember very clearly, this was a fact, things have definitely changed. Years ago, the tefillin bags in Eretz Yisrael, the Israeli tefillin bags, opened on one side, and the American tefillin bags, those that were designed in America, opened on the other side. And that was a fact. Today it's not true anymore. Today it's everything with a big mix. They make the American bags in Eretz Yisrael, they make the Israeli bags in America, and everyone has become a halachic issue where to put the tefillah shel yad, the tefillah shel rosh, the machlokes. So you probably can figure you can buy bags that open up either way, or you can just go to a tailor and have them change the zipper for you to your liking. But that also is something to take into consideration, because when you open up the zipper, your hand is naturally going to be found in one part of the bag. There's a machlokes, should be on the right, should be on the left, the front and the back. So on and so forth. Okay, but let's discuss the issue of what do you put on first. Do you put on first the talis, or do you put on first the tefillin? So we'll take it as a given, as never partially. You put on the talis first. And the truth is, that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. And before we get to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Seder of the Simanim Shulchan Aruch, first come the laws of talis, And then come the laws of tefillin. There is an A and there's an order. And let me read you what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch Simen Chaf Hei. Achar Shalav HaShatalis. After the laws of Taos. Mitzuyot Yoniach Tefillin. And the Shemachaber says, you know why you put on tefillin second? He gives us a reason. The Shemachaber is really getting himself into trouble by saying this. Shemalin Ba'Kodesh. You go up in holiness. The tefillin have much greater kedusha than the talis. Talis only tashmishay mitzvah, whereas tefillin are tashmishay kedusha. The Shem Hashem is found inside of the tefillin 42 times. Okay, there are 42 parakim in Iyof. There are 42 shemos in tefillin. 42 shemos in tefillin, 21 in each tefillah shel yad. There are 21 in tefillah shel rosh. There are 21. Then besides the shakai, the shin dalad yud, which on the bayis and the ritzuas.
Okay.
Oh, we're coming to that. Very good. So that's what the mechaber says. Malin ba'kodesh. So you malin, you start out low, and then you work your way up to what is more choshev. Now, there's another reason given. The Nemuka Yosef. The Nemuka Yosef writes a second reason, because tzitzis have more chashivus, they come first. Isheshakula keneged kolat harukula. We know the gematria of tzitzis plus the 5 knots and the 8 strings equals tayag. Since tzitzis are isim, so zechaitim is kol mitzvos Hashem va'asisim osam, is shakula keneged kolat mitzvos. Therefore, it's more choshev. It's more choshev. You have to first do the mitzvah of tzitzis. Forget about malam kodesh. It's shak keneged kolat mitzvos. A third reason is what you have just mentioned, is because tadir v'she'ene tadir tadir kodem. Do we wear tefillin on Shabbos? No. Do we wear talis on Shabbos? Yeah. Yes. So it's more tadir. Tadir v'she'ene tadir tadir kodem. So sach hakol, we have three reasons why.
Reason.
Yeah.
You put the brach on the talis gadol is mites in the talis gadol.
So
you already put on tzitzis.
Interesting. Never heard that.
It's a got the tzitzis to finish the job.
That's an interesting.
Why finish it later?
You started already.
You're in the middle. It's a chiddush, okay. It's an idea. I never heard that before. It's an idea. Yeah.
Just to clarify something. The previous reasons.
Yes.
Tzitzis plus equals tariyad.
Tzitzis, two yuds. Tzitzis, two yuds.
Doesn't that contradict Malin Bekodesh then?
Malin, no, it's an independent reason. Forget about Malin Bekodesh. It's critical. It's critical.
Forget about it. It's an important principle.
That's another principle. Malin Bekodesh. Tefillin have a higher kedusha. There's a rule, you go up kedusha. There's another reason. Tefillin, tzitzis, it's not more holy. Tzitzis are less holy, but tzitzis have an advantage that it's keneged kol harukula. That's not a contradiction to malam kodesh. It has less kedusha, but symbolically it's shakel keneged kol mitzvah. So the first thing you want to do in the morning is you want to envelop yourself. You want to envelop yourself with kol harukula. You want to envelop yourself with tayag mitzvahs.
That's a lot weaker.
Okay, it's true. It is a lot weaker. We're going to discuss it in a moment. So we have here three reasons. Three reasons: malam kodesh, shakel keneged kol Tadir, because Shabbos, you wear.
I understand that, but a guy from Bar Mitzvah till he's 25.
Awesome. So the truth is, this that we do not. Many poets can make this point that the minig is the minig not for a bocher not to wear a talis is a very weak minig, and weak. What?
When did it start?
It's not clear. I don't know the answer. And the fact is, the German Jews and the Sephardim, they wear talis from Bar Mitzvah from the very beginning. Were talis before Bar Mitzvah. This became something that's late. This is only by Ashkenaz, and they were talis. And the people want to say is that this was only because anyway. There's a remez gedilim tasilcha. It says and then the next pasuk says ki yikach isha chadasha. In Parashas Kisetze, getting married is related to the two are juxtaposed. Tzitzis, gedilim, and marriage are juxtaposed. So therefore, there's a remnant. You're not supposed to wear a talis kotel until you get married. Okay, anyway, you're wearing a talis kotel. So it's not like you're not doing the mitzvah. It's just a matter of a talis kotel. It's itof. It's like a woman, a nekeva, soidev gever. These are Kabbalistic, but so many poets can say, I saw this in a few sources, they want to say is that had they known that today it would be the custom for men not to get married until they're at least 18 years old, if not 20, 22, 23, or more, they never would have made such a minog to deny a person the mitzvah of a talis gadol until he is so many years later.
Usually, in 90 years ago, they used to marry at age 13. 14.
Exactly. So since, anyway, what's the big deal? Bar mitzvah boy, he's 13, he's putting on. So when is he going to get married? He'll get married in 6 months, in a year, in 2 years. So for 2 years, you know, he's a little bit immature. He shouldn't be wearing a talis. He wears a talis cotton is good enough. A talis cotton, first of all, is expensive. Wool, treles, and it represents very important things. It's not right he should wear the garment of a mature adult until, anyway, it's 2 years. What's it going to be until he gets married? Had they known that it would become the minhag to wait until you're 18, 20, 22, 25, whatever it is, then they never would have been misaken, and you should wait such a long time. And in fact, there were kihilos, even kihilos, where the boys, once they became a certain age, 18 years old, they already were instructed to put on a talis. So it's not etched in stone such a custom. Okay, now here is the issue. The Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh has a fascinating piece on this, and he presents it here. And basically, I'll tell you his conclusion before we even tell go the longest. The Shagas disagrees. The Shagas Aryeh says a personal choice. Personal choice. You come to Beis HaKnesses, his maskan is do whatever you want. You want to put on tefillin first? Kol HaKavod. You want to put on talis first? Kol HaKavod. There are many reasons why you should put on tefillin before you put on talis. Halacha L'mayis, he says there's no harm putting on tefillin first. Now let's understand why all of the reasons, the Shagas Aryeh. So let's see. Let's discuss all the reasons, all the problems of the flaws, and all of the arguments presented. First reason is, let's go to the middle reason. That's the easiest one. This is what Rabbi Michal tried to discuss. Is it shakula kenega kola kola mitzvahs? That's not a real time. That is shakula. It's a medrash. And more than that, that is only true when you have tcheles. When you don't have tcheles, the poskim can say the significance of being shakul. Can I call it Torah? Recently, the chadish called Mitzvah Shem is the sea, and you'll remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Tayyar. You have to have the tcheles. When it's Bishle Musa, then you can say shakul. Can I call Mitzvah? So we don't have the tcheles as man as Mela, that time falls away. Now, what about being Malin Bakoydesh? Malin HaKadosh, you can't do away with. That's a solid time. That we're not going to bother. But let's focus for a moment on the time of Tadir. There's a rule in the Gemara in Kachim about what do you bring first? Shlamim, you bring carbon oila, various types of korbanos, carbon chatas. And there's a rule that if it's Tadir and Mekudesh, Tadir, but the other thing is Mekudesh is more sacred. The rule is what's more mekudesh comes first. Anything which is tadir u'mekudesh, when you have a conflict between something that is more holy versus something which is more common, what's mekudesh comes first. Therefore. Tefillin is holy. Tefillin has the Shem Hashem, whereas a talis tashmi shem mitzvah.
It's also called shavakam. This is called tariyag because it's a
tefillin.
Yes.
It's an ois. Right. It doesn't say that anywhere that it's shakhne kol tarakula. It's an ois. It's an os. Okay, it's an os. Alright, but this rule of tadir v'she'ena tadir is not true, necessarily true, because it's mekudesh. Another problem. Whoever said that talis is more as tadir? Talis l'chol hadeos does not apply at night. Only by day, not by night. And then there's even some opinions, ksus laila by day is potter. Talis is limited. There's no mitzvah to wear a talis at night. Tefillin, mikar hadin, we pass, mikar hadin, you can wear tefillin at night. There are many halakha stories where they put on tefillin with a broch at night, and the only reason why the rabbanon, the dakonis rabbanon, not to wear tefillin at night, because you may fall asleep. At night you're tired, you'll fall asleep, shema yafiach bohem, but mikar hadin, laila is man tefillin. Laila is man tefillin, and a mikar hadin, a person can even be and make a bracha putting on tefillin at night. So exactly, it's not tadir because talis, tefillin is more tadir. Tefillin is day and night. Talis is only day. It's not at night. And even if you have pajamas and you're wearing pajamas instead of a four-corner garment of pajamas by day, if you have a Superman pajamas that has a cape and has four corners, it's potter from tzitzis? Tzuve was Jewish. Where are the tzitzis on the cape? What happened to the tzitzis? So the answer is ksus laila bayom is potter from tzitz. So so this svara of tadev, shei tadev, is not necessarily a solid svara because of this. So therefore, we have basically ripped apart two of the three reasons. It's not because we don't have the time of. The time of Tayag Mitzvos, that's only a medrash and it's no tchelas, and Tadir v'sheinu Tadir, we've shattered for two reasons. It's Mekudesh, the tefillin, and number two, it is it's not necessarily Tadir, because tefillin is a different, that's not a salzah. Now let's go to another reason. So therefore, the Shagzari concludes, you can do whatever you want. You have a choice, you can put it whenever you want. Now there's a sefer called the Mishkan Es Yaakov. The Mishkan, yeah.
Why are we marking not to put on tefillin like before this man? Let's say
no, because halacha lemaisa the rabbanon, the gemara, the rabbanon stepped in and told us you're not allowed to wear tefillin when it's night.
Also, Tadir comes back.
What?
In case
of Tadir, the that's what we said. No. That's only the rabbanon. It's not an ikar hadin. When we focus on the rule of Tadir, v'sheinu Tadir kodem, we're focusing on the din d'oraisa, the ikar hadin. This that we do not wear tefillin by day is only a takana de rabbanon because shema yafiach bohem. You might fall asleep.
But at 5 at 6 in the morning, you're not going to fall.
Doesn't matter. There's a halach night. Once the rabbanon established the zmanim, any time that's laila, loiplug, laila's lav zman tefillin the rabbanon. Yeah.
What about removal of the tefillin?
You do the reverse. It's going to be yes. You all whatever you're going to do to put on, you do in reverse to take off. That's a general rule. That's the rule of removal will always follow the rule of the opposite. Correct.
What's the svara? That's the same thing with shoes.
What's the svara behind?
The svar, because whatever svar you apply to get where you are, you have to step backwards when you remove yourself from that situation. That's a general rule. If you're going to decide you put on the talus first, automatically it's going to mean that you're going to remove the talus last. That's how it is.
Well, there's a possible svar behind that.
Same thing with
the reason why the talus on first, maybe because it's more caution. Therefore, what is more caution if you want
no,
to
No, we don't. Okay, they don't. You leave it. You. Malin, whatever the reasons are, I hear the question, I don't have a clear answer, but that's the general rule. Whatever you do to get there, that's you're going to step backwards. Now let's go to another Yisrael. The Mishkan Es Yaakov. Mishkan Es Yaakov is something similar to the Nemukah Yosef. He says the reason why Talis goes first is because Chazal, not Tayag Mitzvos, Chazal tell us that looking at the Mitzvos, looking at Tzitzis, reminds you to do the mitzvahs. Not that it's shakol k'neged kol ha'Torah kula. The words of Chazal are re'ei mitzvah zo, look at this mitzvah, look at the tzitzis, u'zichor mitzvah acheres. And by looking at this mitzvah, it will remind you to do the mitzvahs. It's not just, oh, it has a maila, it's shakol k'neged kol ha'Torah kula, it's symbolic. If it was just symbolic, that's weak. But the Mishkan Es Yaakov says the Torah, by telling us to wear tzitzis, telling us to take action. Tzitzis is a call for action. I work in marketing. In marketing, there's always, you have to have a call for action. Click here. If you don't write, people have to be told what to do. Don't trust anyone. You have to enter their brain and tell them, do something. Just don't present a beautiful illustration of a product. There must be on the advertisement a call for action. Call today. Call now. Click here. Tzitzis is a call for action. Look at the tzitzis and wake up and do something about it. And do the mitzvah. A call for action. The tefillin is a mitzvah. So the tzitzis is a call for action to put on the tefillin. So therefore it's only proper that you should put on tzitzis first. It's different than the book of Yosef. It's not just symbolic, but it's actual lemaisa. Then he goes on to, now here's something very beautiful. Me'ateres Sekenim. It's the name of an old sefer. He says this, gives two simonim, two remazim in Chumash, for Chumash that talis comes first. First we learn from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu said, "Emi chut v'yat seroch nal." What do we get from the chut? Chut v'guzecha to the tzitzis. And what do we learn from the seroch nal? The tzillin. So since the pasuk, the order of the pasuk is imichut v'atzroch nal, Avraham did not say imisroch nal v'atchut. Indicates Avraham held that you should first put on the talis and then put on the tefillin. Another beautiful remez is Yaakov Avinu. He said to Lavan, v'hoyu ho'atufim l'Lavan v'hakishurim liYaakov. The speckled was to Lavan, and the Keshurim, the ones that were not speckled, were to Yaakov. So what's the Ha'atufim? It's a play on the word of Ituf. The Hoyo Ha'atufim. Ituf, the speckled, which also means the talus, which comes with Ituf, is first, and then comes the Ha'keshurim. The Ha'keshurim is a play on the word of Kesher. The Kesher shall tefillin. So Rem is, at first comes the talus, then come the tefillin. Well, Lavan is the Lavan of the tzitzis. Okay, now comes another beautiful idea from the Shari Tzedek. Save the Shalsu Shari Tzedek. He presents the following argument why the rule of Tadir does not, why Mekudesh does not come first. This is what we have halacha, that kola Mekudesh mechaveru, kodim mechaveru, anything that is more kodosh precedes. What is a classic example of kola Mekudesh mechaveru, kodim mechaveru? Kohen Levi Yisrael. Who gets the first aliyah? The Kohen. Why does the Kohen get the first aliyah? Because the Kohen is Mekudesh mechaveru. He is holier than his friend. The principle of kol ha-mekudosh mechaveru koidem is only where you're doing something to someone else, he says. I have in front of me a group of people, or I have in front of me a group of objects, korbanos. Which carbon should I offer first? Should I offer the carbon chatos, the carbon oilo, the carbon shlamim? Kol ha-mekudosh mechaveru koidem. The chatos comes first over a shlamim. It's mekudosh. I have in front of me a kohen Levi Yisrael. Who gets the first aliyah? The Kohen. When you're giving, when you're dishing out honor, I am here and I am going to bestow honor upon someone, or I am going to select from a group of items, which one am I going to do first? Then you apply the rule kol ha-mekudosh. But when it comes to dressing yourself, I'm not giving cover to the tefillin, I'm giving cover to the talis, I'm giving cover to myself. I'm honoring myself. I am enveloping myself with two mitzvos. The rules here don't apply. Again, the rule of kol ha-mekudosh mechaveru kodim chaveru is when you are an outsider bestowing honor or selecting among a group. But when you're dressing yourself, then the rule does not apply. In the Nela, you have to go up in Madregos. You start Malim Kodesh. You can't skip steps. You first envelop yourself in the Talis, a lower Madrega, and then you come to a higher Madrega. It's a different concept. And he gives an example. It's Sur Meirah. He says something more of a drush. Sur Meirah Va'aseita of Talis is Begeder Sur Meirah. We find the Mid of Yira is associated with a talis, or isimos, or zechartim. You look at the tzitzis, you're reminded of the rakia, the kisei yakov, the yam, the rakia kisei yakov. You're inspired to be afraid, yira. Tefillin represents kesher. You connect yourself, you tie yourself. Ahava. Let me ask you a question. When you're afraid of something, you distance yourself. Yira, the emotion of fear causes the person distance. Ahava causes the emotion of love demands that you come close. Tefillin is called kesher. You're tying yourself. The nature of tefillin is love. The nature of talis is to see the chutim, is to prevent you from sinning. Don't sin. Don't sin. Be a yorei shemayim. Not sinning means be afraid. Be afraid of punishment. Yeah.
So you just brought up a shiloh. There's another time.
Very good time. The rule of the woman. Very good. Touch on that another week. But here we have this principle of call. Let us first understand. There's no rule of call hamukudush mechaveroi koidim chaveroi when you're dealing with yourself. And when you're dealing with yourself, adrab. The rules are always sur meira va'asei tov. Sur meira is yira. Asei tov is ahava. the talis is the geder sur meira yira, then mimikashi yourself asay tov. Okay, Rav Meir touched upon another very important reason why we don't say tadir v'shena tadir. That's only when both of them are absolute obligations. When one is not an obligation, then you don't apply the rule. Talis, there is no. Oh, and that's not a matter of tadir. We call him a kudus. Let's focus on what we call him a kudus. The talis, you don't chuyv to wear tzitzis. If you happen to have a garment that has four corners, then you put on tzitzis. But it's talis. Let me illustrate this with an example to really bring out why talis would then come first. Classic question. Mitzvah Shabbos Chanukah. It's Shabbos Chanukah. It's not Mitzvah Shabbos. Beis HaKnesses. Yeah, in the Beis HaKnesses, the old time Batei Knesios, not the modern Batei Knesios, where they still make Havdalah. So they're going to make Havdalah and they're going to light Chanukah menorahs. What are you going to do first in the Beis HaKnesses? Are you going to light the menorah first or are you going to make Havdalah first? So in the Beis HaKnesses, you light the menorah first. First Hadlokas menorahs. And then you do a Havdalah. You go home, what do you do? The opposite. At home, you first make Havdalah, according to most customs, Havdalah, and then, what's the difference? Contradiction in the Beis HaKnesses. I do one way, at home you do the other way. So the difference is, when you come home, okay, there are different areas, but one of the more popular answers is, when you come home, you have a double obligation. You have two absolute chiyuvim. You must make Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos, and you must light Neros. You have no choice. That's the mitzvah. You have obligations. Obligations. No customs. Obligations. Oh, two obligations. Which one should I do first? Tadir, v'she'ene tadir, tadir kaidim. Every mitzvah Shabbos I make Havdalah, I'm going to do Havdalah first. Then we'll do what I don't do every mitzvah Shabbos, I'll light Kiner Shabbos. In the Beis HaKnesses, do you have an obligation to make Havdalah? Yes. Shulchan Aruch. Today, I don't know what happened to that page of Shulchan Aruch. I got lost. Yeah. But you're supposed to make Havdalah in the Beis HaKnesses. You're supposed to make Havdalah. Are you supposed to light Neros in the Beis HaKnesses? Nowhere. I challenge you to find a source for this. Nowhere. It's a minhag. The fact that we make light Neros every night in the Beis HaKnesses with a bracha, is nothing more than a minhag. It's such a fascinating minhag that you all use as a source. Make a bracha? Good, you want to light Neros in the Beis HaKnesses, but can you really make a bracha? The Gemara says, Ner ish u beiso. The Beis HaKnesses is not the bias. What are you making a bracha? We do. It's an unusual minhag, but it's a minhag. Oh, it's a minhag. Oh, the rules of Tadir v'she'ene Tadir don't apply. It's chaviv. Something that is not an obligation is a custom that we have no obligation to do, and it's just icing on the cake. Oh, okay. So at home also the pursue Nisa. It's also pursue Nisa at home, but Tadir v'she'ene Tadir Kodim. But when the Beis HaKnesses, it's not an obligation, it's a custom. Oh, a custom, it's unusual, all the cameras are clicking away and the media is there. Then let's do it first. Ceremony always comes first. What? Yeah.
By brachas, you have a pre that you are very chavim.
You could do before the seder, even before. So now take the same exact rule to your advantage, I mean, when it comes to talis. Do I have any obligation to put on a talis?
No, it's only
no. If I have four corners, I have to put on tzitzis. Do I have an obligation to wear a tefillin? You bet. So basically, the talis is like lighting Neros in the Beis HaKnesses. It's a custom. It's chaviv. Chaviv. Ah, you do it first.
I was going to give you an answer.
Yeah.
For the talis on first.
Yeah.
When you put on the talis, you're enveloping your whole body with the talis. But it's filling. It's more or less only going on the head.
On the head. So you won't say it's an envelopment. All right, it's a different idea. It's more encompassing. It's more encompassing. It's another svara. Tilden is limited. It's limited. Okay. You put your entire body. Sukkah, your entire body. Yish of Eretz Yisrael. You live with your entire body in Eretz Yisrael. It's more encompassing. Okay, it's a very nice idea. It's more enveloping, so that will give the kedima. Okay, let's go to another idea. Now, let me just make sure I didn't forget anything. Okay, now what's interesting is the Rambam.
Children.
The Rambam, when he lists some place can want to bring a raya from the Rambam, that it is the Rambam's opinion that you should put on tefillin first. Because it's Mekudesh. What's the raya? Because when the Rambam he enumerates all the mitzvahs, when the Rambam explains the mitzvahs and the Seder in a Mishneh Torah, what comes first, it's not like Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam first discusses the laws of tefillin, then the laws of tzitz, like the Shagas Aryeh, Einach Nami. So someone, in fact, the Rif and the Rosh also, when they list the halachas, they list first tefillin and then they list tzitzis. So some want to bring a raya from the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that you should put on tefillin first. However, they say it's not true. The Rambam never meant that. The Rambam is not, the Shulchan Aruch is going in the order of the Seder Hayom. The Seder Hayom, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch first says tzitzis, then says tefillin. The Rambam is not discussing the Seder Hayom. He's going in order of sanctity. Everyone agrees that the Tefillah of more sanctity. He's not telling you the order of how you get dressed. The Rambam never discusses that. The Seder of Tefillah of how you prepare for davening. The Rambam is discussing the mitzvos, Tayag mitzvos. So among the Tayag mitzvos, we have Tefillin, we have Tzitzis. He's going on. The proof to this is, everyone agrees that you put on the Tefillah Shal Yad first and then the Tefillah Shal Rosh. Right? That is no disagreement. But the Rosh has more kedusha. It has the Shin, the Shem Hashem, four separate compartments. The Rambam, when he describes the two tefillin, which one does he describe first? The Rosh. So just like it's clear as that the Rambam never meant to describe the Tefillah Shal Rosh as an indication that you should put on the Shal Rosh before the Shal Yad, that would be impossible. Likewise, when he describes the mitzvah of tefillin, when he says tefillin, then he says tzitzis, he only meant in the kedusha, but not as far as the seder of levisha. Okay, so these, I think this is, that's pretty much it. This is the basic chidushim, the yisoidos of what of the two come first.